Hey, everybody, and welcome to the TMT Podcast, where fall is always in season. I'm your host, David, and with me, as always, is my fellow host, Jamie.
That's me.
Yeah, it is, and this is episode 5. Jamie, a good thing happened.
They hit puberty.
To continue off a story. I did that a while ago, Jamie. I did that way long ago, back before you knew what puberty was. So last episode, I told a story. Last episode, I told a story about when I got my, about ordering a Nintendo Switch, and it arrived the very next day, way ahead of when I thought it would be.
I know, you were like acting like it would be like, there was a chance that it wouldn't be here by next week.
Because mail usually takes about 5 to 7 business days, but good guy eBay users put it priority mail.
Yeah, I would say it's a pretty good priority.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it, I'll tell you that.
They're like, we need to get this man his Switch immediately.
We need to get this to this man.
Let's just get going. The mail needs to be here now.
We have something.
So you got your Switch the very next day.
I did, and I've been playing a lot of Zelda.
And now we can actually talk about Zelda.
Yeah, I don't want to give away big spoilers or anything, but it's definitely a really great game. I do want to talk a bit about the Switch itself first, though.
Okay.
Like, it is, I do gain a lot of personal joy from just playing with the switches and things.
What you mean?
Like just pulling it in and out of the TV station.
Oh right, just doing the actual and the Nintendo Switch. I like that it makes the sound effect they showed in the demo.
Yeah,
when you pull out the joystick because it just clicks. That's a great bit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the controllers are pretty solid too. There's only one complaint I have with the controllers, and that involves I only have one complaint there, and that involves the, the left thumbstick. I don't know why, but for me, the left thumbstick, it's way too easy for me to click it in.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
I don't know why I do it, but I do, like, way too easily. I'll be trying to, for example, playing Legend of Zelda, I'll try to, do a backflip or a side flip. And I always seem to click the stick, and that means I end up going in this. I just crouch there instead, and I get hit, and I die. And I feel sad. I have a popsicle, but yeah, it's like that's the one thing the only criticism I have of the controls. They're pretty tight, except that left stick is a bit too. It's too easy to click.
Huh. I don't know if I've encountered that. Maybe a little
bit. It could just be my play style too. I don't know. I doubt it's an issue for everybody, but it definitely I notice, and it drives me crazy.
Why do I keep doing this? This is not me.
Oh, especially when I'm fighting a tough enemy, because then that's when I die. And I'm just like, oh, you stupid stick. It's probably just something I personally do, but I've definitely noticed it. But anyway,
it sounds like you might get use out of the pro controller.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's like a prop controller. That's not like the little Joy-Cons. What is your... which setup do you use when playing?
It depends. If I'm using the big... Oh. If I'm using it on TV, I'll use like the little controller that came with it. I'll slide the knobs in there. But when I want to pick it up, I'll just take it with the... I'll connect it to the screen and meander off.
So you're saying you use all three sometimes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Free. Just depending on where I am and what I'm doing.
That's cool.
It's a lot of fun.
I get a lot of use out of TV mode or having it on the little screen with still playing the little Joy-Con in my hands. Mm-hmm. I don't really play it in, like, what kind of is, like, Wii U tablet mode.
Mm-hmm.
But that might just be me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just personal preference. That's the great thing, is that they made it so there is no wrong way to play. which is a pretty cool idea.
It really is. I also sometimes actually find myself playing it in with the two Joy-Cons, one in both hands, with like my hands by my sides.
Hmm.
It's not often, but like if I just want to play it for a little bit or something like that, I'll just
have
both my hands. If I'm
supposed to be doing something else, one of my hands might be busy. It's easier just to put it down that way.
True. But I found that every way you can play is comfortable. Like, there isn't like an awkward way to play it kind of thing. Which is
no, it all works out pretty well. Except for that left stick, but again, that's just me.
That's just you and your hands.
Me and my stupid hands. Look with your stupid hands.
I killed a man.
Yeah, so, Switch, pretty good. So,
how?
With that said,
you agree with me when I Legend talked about Zelda. How the... Yeah, let's move straight on to the main topic of this podcast. So probably the only topic. The open world Zelda game. And
I love it.
Yep.
That's really all there is to say. I love it.
You know, we're probably going to call us out because apparently people are now getting a bit annoyed that everyone has good things to say about Zelda.
Why is it a bad thing to have a good thing to say about a game?
It's a good game and people are mad at it because it's a good game and everyone has the exact same opinion that it's enjoyable and they like it. I don't know why it's a bad thing. I don't know why people find anger in this.
Because people always want to rain on someone else's parade. That's what it comes down to.
Apparently, that's just sucky. Don't do that. No one do that.
Yeah, please don't. Be a decent human being.
But yeah, it is exactly what they said it was going to be. It's an open world Zelda game. That first little bit when you're on the plateau, that's the tutorial, kind of.
Yeah, pretty much.
And after that, they literally just say, go anywhere, you could do this, you could do that, you could do this. There's objectives, but there's no, do this right now.
Yeah. They more or less say, okay, go have fun. And then we do.
Basically. What did you find yourself first doing when you got off the first area?
In the week that I've played it, I've gone around and I'm trying to get as much of the map unlocked as possible. Yep. I only have 4 sections left to do.
I'm doing the exact same thing.
Yep. It's like, there are a couple parts though. I've definitely died a couple times, while you're learning the combat and also because of my stupid fingers. But I love it and I would not change it for the world.
Nah, it's... Yeah, I love it. I love the differences. Even with, the towers.
Mm-hmm.
I found one tower, and, I started climbing it. I looked up, and it was, 5 times bigger than any other tower. It's just really weird. I gave up trying to climb it, jumped off, and realized there was, an outer path to take to get to the very top to make it an easier jump. But, if you look down, it's just a bottomless pit. It's a tower sticking out of a bottomless pit. I just found that quite funny.
I haven't found that one yet. I have become very good at cooking and making food. And I'm getting better at combat. I've become a very good archer.
I love that they just give you all that stuff straight off of it as well. Here's your bow. Here's all your skills. How'd you find the Sheikah Slate stuff?
It's obvious when you're going to need it and when you're not, although I've used it in some unconventional ways to defeat bosses and stuff. I'll still throw bombs at bosses and run away. That's one of my favorite things to do. But I've definitely found moments for it where it's like, oh yeah, this is totally... It's definitely... Creative people are going to love it. The pragmatic people are just going to go, I'll use it when I use it, otherwise I'm just going to stab things. I didn't lead 80% more pragmatic in that choice. I see it, I'm going to kill it.
I find it fun. I used it to, I got to this area, and you know, you get these boats, and you get these, branches that you need to use to, like, blow the boats to make a move.
Yeah, the Deku.
But I didn't want to have to get rid of any of my weapons to do that. So I needed to cross this island. But I just didn't want to use the boat. I didn't want to lose my item, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I used the ice, and I just started making, like, a platform across the water. It took maybe, like, 5 or 6 minutes, but I was just, like, hopping from one ice block to the next across, like, the ocean, basically.
Did it work out pretty well?
It works. I also sometimes do fishing, where I make an ice block appear where fish is, and it lifts the fish up into the air.
Oh, I throw bombs into the air to go fishing.
But it's great. It's great, you know, that you can do little things like that.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, I use bombs to blow up everything. It's amazing.
I also just love using the magnesis, picking up metal boxes and just hitting stuff with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I've used that to grab a couple chests. I did not realize, though, I found this out when I was looking for explanation about an item or something, that there's 900 Korok seeds.
Yeah.
Which is it's an upgrade material you can get in the game. Obviously, you're not required to get all 900 of them, but that's a lot.
Yeah, I haven't really looked into them. Did you see, what do they actually do? Like, I've got a few.
They are... I mean, I'm kind of hesitant to say. I guess it's not too spoilers. You use them to upgrade your inventory.
Okay, yeah, I looked it up. I looked it up, read the first sentence, and immediately I was like, okay, I understand this. I haven't done that, but I know that, like, you need to give a certain item to a certain person.
I've done it a couple times. It's definitely useful.
I did notice that the inventory could be upgraded. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can. I'm glad. It needs to be.
I'm glad about that. How did you find the whole weapon dexterity stuff?
Weapon dexterity?
No, what's the word I'm looking for? Deterioration, I guess.
Oh, I mean, it definitely requires you to be on your feet, but more often than not, I come across more weapons than I'll be able to carry with me anyway, so it all works out.
Yep. I always find myself using the weakest items, just because then they might die in combat more.
Yeah, I know this feeling.
I go through weapons a lot. I go through bows quite a bit, but I don't really break any shields.
I have broken quite a few shields.
Like, I think maybe it's just the way I combat is that I'm just too busy whacking to, like, be shielded.
To use your shield. Yeah, I think I do a lot more dodging. And I try to do dodging, but I've also, but like I said, my stupid fingers get in the way, so I end up using my shield to block, take a couple hits. What I do more is I'm very good at setting things up with an archery shot and then going in for the kill. I've gotten very good at archery because I'll use a stick to get in the general location, and then the motion controls, I'll use those to finite the thing, and then I win.
Oh, you keep it on motion controls? I turn that off immediately.
No, I actually like it because, like I said, I'll use the right stick to get close, and then I'll just I'll tease it the rest of the way in using the motion controls. It's a good combination. Most controls, I definitely say, are very responsive. They work very well.
So there's one thing that I did is I immediately switched my running and I can't remember the. There's one thing you can do. You can change two buttons around for controls.
Yeah, you can change your running button and your dodge button.
Yeah, I immediately did that. Did you do that?
I have not tried it yet, so I'm not sure how well that would work for me.
Yeah, I kind of did it just because I always have to have the lowest button as the jump.
Yeah, that might actually help me out. Well, I mean, that's the jump, hitting the jump button is my problem. It's a stupid stick. So, there's nothing much I can do for that. I'm fine with my buttons where they are.
Okay. So as well, because we both play on the little, like, Joy-Con and the little grip, I imagine. And compared to most controllers, that's small. But I don't, it doesn't feel small. I don't feel like my hands are, like, bumping into each other. I don't feel like anything on the controller is too small.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good controller.
It is. It's a very well put together controller.
Have you, with the main quests, have you advanced any of those, or are you still waiting to do the map first?
Not going to tell anything for spoiler-wise. I don't want to ruin people's experience. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and be apparently a loser and say, I like Zelda.
Apparently, anyone who does that is being paid by Nintendo. But, you know, I'll be paid by Nintendo. You want to give me money?
Yeah, I'll happily tell you I like a game that I already like.
And apparently, it seems there's going to be a series of DLC coming out for the game as well.
Yeah, it does have an expansion pass.
Yep. I have actually not yet looked at what that is. But I believe you can only get it through a season pass. Like, you can't buy the individual packs, you have to just buy it all at once. Or not all at once, but yet if you'd want it now.
I know what you mean.
Paying for... Let me have a look. Intent, Breath of the Wild, DLC.
We know what you mean. I have gotten a... what am I thinking? I don't even know. I've become a very skilled, what you call it? Shoot. Something or another. There's something I've gotten very good at doing. I wish I could remember what. Oh, no, I guess we'll figure it out later. In the meantime, though, Jamie, there's some other stuff coming out. For example, something comes out on Tuesday.
Yes, I'm a dude on dude sex.
What?
Full frontal. What? Are we talking about the same thing?
Are you talking about porn again, Jamie? What have we told you?
Let's talk about Mass Effect. No one's told me nothing.
Good job, you remember. Yeah, Mass Effect Andromeda comes out on this Tuesday. I'm seeing the launch trailers for it everywhere on YouTube, and I am desperately trying to avoid spoilers, especially since everyone is playing it. Well, and like everyone's playing it early though, and everyone's saying like, "Oh, here's some big reveals. Here are the characters you can play. Here are the ones you can meet. Here are your enemies. Here's where you can go." I don't want to know. Keep it a secret. Don't tell me about the whole game before I've played any of the game.
Yeah. The internet gets deadly with that kind of stuff. You just need to, like, bury your head in the sand for a couple more days.
Pretty much. Because, like, five different people I subscribe to have played it early. It's like, people, this isn't something I want to be spoiled on.
It makes sense to do, because, like, people watch it and they're like, oh, this game looks fun. I'm going to get this game.
Well,
but the thing I hate with that is it's like... It's five different YouTubers playing the game, but it's five different YouTubers playing the start of the game.
Yeah.
So if you do watch it, and then you do end up getting the game, the first hour of the game is basically ruined for you because you've seen it be played by multiple other people, and you're just like, ugh.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm referring to, is that, like, sometimes they give away too much, and it's like, guys, come on. Yeah. It drives me crazy.
It's also weird as well, because I didn't realise that there's not many details that are, like, known. Like, I was watching a YouTube video of the game being played, and they were, like, making discussions about where in the timeline this takes place, because apparently that's not really been revealed.
It takes place after Mass Effect. It takes place after the other trilogy. That's all I care about.
Okay. So, yeah. It's weird. I'm assuming you're probably going to get it immediately, right?
I have it pre-ordered. It's one of the few games I've pre-ordered.
Yeah. Sadly, for me, getting the Switch and everything's kind of limited my funds for video games for quite a while.
Yep. Yeah, no, I had this one pre-ordered a long time ago. It's like, as soon as available, it's like, yeah, this is one of the few games in existence I will do that for. The others being Legend of Zelda and Soulsborne games. And speaking of Dark Souls...
Oh, there's a Dark Souls news?
Yeah, it's... Well, I mean, I don't know if we've touched upon it, but I'm going to say it anyway. The last week of April, it's... Let me see, it's... 31st is a Friday, so... 28th or 29th. Yeah, somewhere around there, on the last Tuesday of the month, the last DLC ever for Dark Souls comes out, for Dark Souls 3, called The Ringed City.
Okay.
So that's the last the Dark Souls were supposed to ever get.
Hmm. I'm assuming that means they'll just move on to continuing the Bloodborne series, I think.
They've also said they're not going to do more Bloodborne.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. It's all coming to an end. This is the end.
Does that mean they're going to... Does that mean that company is going to move on to a new IP? Or are they just...
Yeah, they've mentioned that they want to stop working on that and work on new types of games. But so this will be the last we'll get. And Charlie and I have already, like, we're preparing ourselves for, like, one last great charge through the game. It will be beautiful.
Are these people called From Software? Okay.
Yep. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. So I got that. I have Zelda. I have Mass Effect Andromeda. There's just... It's a great month. If you have money.
Well, that's interesting. From Software was announced as one of the partners for the Nintendo Switch.
Yep. That'd be pretty cool to get some of the old Soulsborne games on there. I'd be down for that.
Do you think that's what they're doing, or do you think they're making a new game?
It could be a new game. I mean, either way, I'll look forward to it. I'll check it out. What's the worst that could happen, right? They turn into Konami?
Locking up Kojima.
Yep. They're going to start making Dark Souls pachinko machines, try and break into that market. And each time you lose, it says, "You died." And then you actually die, and you come back to life with nothing.
And then the guy from Dark Souls will show up in Super Smash.
I would love to see Solaire in Smash Brothers. I would laugh so hard. Or even Onion Bro. It'd just be fun. Or they could put Black Iron Tarkus in, like the ultimate NPC ever.
To me, that's just a bunch of names, but, you know.
Yeah, Jamie doesn't know what I'm saying.
I was just assuming, like, you know how, like, in most Pokemon games, the main characters are named after the game, so you get Pokemon Red and Blue, so you got Red and Blue. I was just assuming there's just two people called Dark and Souls. Speaking of Pokemon and the Nintendo Switch,
yes,
a long time ago, but a while ago, there was that whole rumor about there's a third Pokemon game coming out for the Switch, the third Sun and Moon game. Like there was a
the special edition / middle whatever, like the yellow or the crystal Pokemon to Sun and Moon.
Pokemon Stars is what. Name was.
Oh, I guess right. I was thinking it was going to have to do with Stars.
But yeah, it's a long series of rumors that has recently just kind of completely from the release of the Switch, that whole rumors, all them conversations, all the hype and stuff for that, like the belief that it was going to happen, is just like gone. It's just gone quiet. But, it's never saying it's been denied. Like, Nintendo's never spoken about it. It's just somehow people have just given up on the belief they exist. But, if you actually still look it up, there's a good amount of reasons about why it probably will exist. But it's kind of funny that people have just given up talking about it, even though it's still... Like, there's nothing that stopped the rumours, other than the fact that Zelda's come out and people have just stopped thinking about it. I just find that quite funny.
Well, they did mention that there might be some... There's going to be a Pokemon game on the Switch in the future, so no one has any idea what that might be yet. Maybe they'll make another Pokemon Stadium, or maybe they'll finally make a Pokemon MMO or open world on a console.
I just... Online, what if they did Pokemon game, but it's open world, you walk around, you can walk around the whole of Kanto like you can walk around the whole of Hyrule.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other people around.
So, Pokemon MMO?
Well, yeah, I guess you... Okay, yeah. Yes, you're right. But you can also join Team Rocket.
Oh, That'd be the end of the world, because I'm going to be too busy playing the MMO.
And then they released 5 free updates, which are the additional regions. I don't think I'd ever play another game.
Probably not. And that's why Nintendo doesn't do it. They know the world will end if a Pokemon MMO comes out.
And then in the Pokemon MMO game, they bring... Your cat has a smartphone and you have Pokemon Go in the Pokemon MMO game. So you guys playing Pokemon Go in a virtual world of Pokemon. You know, it just gets like really deep and meta.
It'd be the end of all the stuff.
But yeah. I will say, at the moment, I do keep finding it weird that we don't actually know a lot about game releases for the Switch. Like, we've got the few. We know, like, Splatoon 2. We know ARMS. We know Mario Odyssey and Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. That's kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
What do they have?
Well, I imagine it's still probably the Pokemon game's early in development, which is why it's not out yet.
Yeah.
They're not releasing things. Because, you know, Nintendo's... Oh, sorry to cut you off. Nintendo's traditionally very tight-lipped about things.
It's true. I just wonder at what point they're going to come out and be like, okay, these are the games that will be releasing this year. Like...
Let me see. What is it right now? I imagine we'll hear a bunch of E3, because that's in 3 months. Less than 3 months. Just under. And I can't remember if there's any other... There might be a Nintendo Direct before then. But... Yeah.
I feel like it should be soon.
I'm not sure. Probably when people finally stop playing Zelda in 5 years.
Maybe that's just it. Maybe they're just hoping on Zelda. Yeah. Unless
one console, one game.
Unless maybe they're hoping on the whole all the partners they signed on. Maybe they're just hoping that they'll fill the gaps until they've got more stuff to
You should never trust third party to fill your stuff while you're on launch. We'll just have to see. Wait and see. There's not much we can really say based on Nintendo history and what's coming up. We'll just have to wait and see. It's one of those things where there's not much you can do about it.
I mean, like Splatoon 2, God, that's a mouthful. ARMS and Mario Kart 8 Deluxe are releasing in the next couple of months. Do you think that might be it for Nintendo titles until after E3?
No, I wouldn't be surprised if we get something before then. Like it's less than 3 months, but that's a whole quarter of a year. We'll probably get something, I imagine. All guessing, but I'm guessing that they'll release something, or like, all of a sudden, boom, there'll be stuff all over the e-market, like, you know, the retro classics and things. But, yeah, something will be available before E3.
I just feel like it's just going to be those couple of Nintendo games, and then, like, all the third-party games as well, like Skyrim and stuff like that. Like, that stuff's got to be quite... done, right? Like, they were using that Skyrim for the original reveal back in, like, October, I think. They had clips of that in there. So, like, that stuff they've got to kind of have near to be done.
Yeah, I imagine something's coming up, but I can only guess it, even if there is or isn't. It's Nintendo, and they're very tight-lipped and play the cards close to the chest. So, you don't get a lot of transparency, which means that there's not much we can do besides wait and see, and then find out then. Which I don't mind. I feel like that's something that's personally okay with me. I don't need to be plugged in and knowing.
No, neither do I. I mean, I didn't really know a thing about Zelda until like a month ago when they kind of showed the game off. Like, I knew there were little bits about it. I knew that video of like where they had Link on a hill and they were like, "See that mountain in the back? We could go there." Like, I remember stuff like that, but like about a month ago is when they properly showed stuff off, and I was like, "Oh, this looks really good." And now I'm playing the game, and it really is. And it's the same thing with Mario Kart. Like, I've got Mario Kart 8 on the Wii U. I'm gonna get Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for the Switch as soon as it comes out next month.
I'll get Smash Brothers when it's released on the Wii U for sure, or on the Switch for sure.
Okay, that's what I wanted to bring up. I've been hearing rumors about that. Do you think that's quite likely?
Well, I know Nintendo has confirmed that they would like to see a Smash Brothers on the Switch, but as for a timetable or whether it's going to be an update of Smash Brothers or of the fourth one or a new fifth one, again, up in the air. We just know that Nintendo wants a Smash Brothers on the Switch because it is one of the most successful franchises.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't honestly mind if it was a port of the older one, just updated in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, I personally would love to see a Metroid game again on the Switch. That would make me so happy to have a proper Metroid game again. Especially if it's done in the vein of like Metroid Prime, where it's first person. Because that could work well with motion controls or not. That'd be just... Can you imagine having like one device in each of your hands and you walk around? You got one to shoot, you got the other just move. It'd be fun. Yep. I would love to have Metroid Prime, some sort of Metroid Prime-ish game. Or just a Metroid game in general. We haven't had one since Other M.
They could release it with a little special Joy-Con bundle where one's red and one's gold.
Yeah. Because we've been missing Samus for a long time, and she's fun.
Honestly, I
miss
like
Samus.
The way Nintendo should approach this console is a checklist of all their major characters and going through them one by one. Like, they've done a Zelda, so they won't need to do another Zelda for a while. They're doing a Mario. That's another tick. Like, Metroid's on there. What else would be on this list, do you think?
Donkey Kong.
Star Fox. Donkey Kong. Kirby.
A proper Star Fox game. Yeah, Kirby again. I'm mostly thinking of Smash Brothers stuff.
And it is. That's all their major characters are that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice, easy place to find them all. I wouldn't mind another Yoshi's Island.
Yeah, good Yoshi game.
Like a Yoshi Star game. That'd be nice. We know they're working on our Mario game. Where the hat is now a character. That's going to blow my mind.
Fire Emblem?
What's the other... they just made a Fire Emblem game a year or two ago, so they'll probably work on the next one. That's never going to be on the main console for a long time. They did that once for Path of Radiance and Radiant Dawn, and then they've gone back to mobile because that's... Or to, like, handheld device because that's mostly where it works best. Trying to think... A Pikmin game would be okay. I mean, I wouldn't turn it down.
Yeah. I think F-Zero.
There's something else I'm thinking of.
Like...
Maybe Bayonetta 3.
I mean, they're the only ones that distributed Bayonetta 2.
Yeah, and Bayonetta 2 was fun.
Yep.
It was absurd, and it was ridiculous, but it was fun.
I'm thinking... A Wii Fit. Like, I know it's not major, but, like, they're probably going to still Like, Wii Fit, Wii Sports, those kind of games brought in the money. Like, I feel like they're going to build back on that.
You just really like your Wii Sports.
I think they could do a new... Could you imagine how much better the box would be now? Now that there's not a wire between your fists? Like, you're not using the nunchuck and the Wii Remote, now you've just got two Joy-Cons?
I haven't thought about Wii Sports in a long time. It's not a game that was at the top of my list.
It's not on top of the list, you're alone on this one. I imagine it's something they're going to do, because they had Wii Sports and they had Wii Sports Resort. Like they could build on that. I doubt it.
I don't know.
It's a major thing. Like, yeah. I feel like they need a Mii game. Like, a game with the Miis to... Because the Miis are that kind of thing.
Also because I know you, and the Miis are some the sort of absurdity you would latch on to, just like Howard the Duck.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I was just looking at my amiibo, just going through them all. And I looked at the Wii Fit one, so I said Wii Fit. And then immediately I looked at the amiibo, so I was like, the Mii amiibo. So I was like, oh yeah, them too. Hmm. And I looked at Mr. Game Watch, I was like, probably not.
How about Kid Icarus? That did pretty well, the last Kid Icarus Uprising.
Yeah.
We could get, like, a full-fledged one.
What if they did Mario Galaxy 3?
No, I think we're done with the Mario Galaxy games. I mean, we're moving on to new Mario IP. I'm good with that.
Okay. What about, Motherbound? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I know. That's right. I remember hearing something about they're working on a new Mother game. So maybe we'll get on Switch. We'll see. That'd be cool.
Maybe.
Be pretty legit. I might be stoked for that more than I am for Persona 5, which comes out in the beginning of April.
Damn you. Man, there's games all over for you. It's like Christmas for you.
Games. Jaime, you want to talk about some games?
Not with someone with that voice, no.
Jaime, would you like to talk about some games?
I'm talking to Charlie.
Would you like to go get the Lamborghini and play some games in the back of the Lamborghini?
Fucking Lamborghini every 2 seconds. I just finished off my my playthrough of the Ruby Grim Eclipse with Charlie.
Yeah, how'd that go? You enjoy the game? Worth it?
I've played through it a couple of times. I enjoy it. It's a fun, generic beat 'em up. If you go in it, like, you don't.
It doesn't
go in
require
it
too much effort, right? It's something you can play and just relax. It's not like,
yeah.
Unlike the games I play, which require to be on point and full trigger at all times. You can't play Bloodborne and take it easy.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you can just sit back, relax, play it. It was fun. I like the idea of playing that kind of game because, like, gameplay's there, but it's kind of in the background. It was a lot of just me and Charlie talking while we were playing the game and occasionally referencing the game or just going off on a weird tangent. Like, we finished the video, the credits were rolling. Charlie was, like, getting ready to end the video, and I just started talking about 1876. It's the kind of thing where, like, if I'm not focused on the game, I just switch off that part of my brain, and then I just go mental. I love the freedom of being able to do that kind of thing. Just say stuff and talk and just go on and on and on. Because
You can go on and on and on. Well, that's why you're on 2 podcasts a week.
A lot, yeah. I've been on a lot of Team Dubai podcasts recently.
You have.
I'm a bit ragged. Especially because at the moment, I'm constantly being on Tinder Bar podcasts. One of the major things is like, so what are you playing this week? I'm like, same thing I'm always playing, and not even really that much. Like, I'm still in Halo Wars 2. I've maybe advanced any level.
Jamie doesn't
last time
change. Jamie's like a slow to change man. By the time he's 80, he's still going to be playing Halo Wars 2, and he won't have beaten the game.
I think I'm maybe halfway through the game. I'm still going back and play Titanfall. I've still got so much. I'm not getting distracted by Zelda. And the annoying thing with Zelda is I'm playing through it for like maybe 3 hours at a time, but I'm not advancing the story. I'm just doing random crap. I'll start the game and I'll be like, okay, I'm going to go over to this main quest and start this. And then 3 hours later, I'll be like, okay, that's enough. Oh, I climbed 2 towers and did 2 shrines and did a
but
bit
I, you didn't do it. You did not do what you meant to do. You did everything but.
It's the kind of thing where I walk and the second I see like an orange glow, because anything you haven't done is orange, everything you've done is blue. The second I see something orange, I just do a beeline to that. And then usually from that, you can see the next thing. Like, if you climb a tower, you'll immediately be like, there's like 6 shrines around here that I need to do. And then you just jump off.
Yeah, towers are useful for that.
I love it. I saw on, like, when it first came out, there was like a lot of people from Rooster Teeth were talking about it. There was one guy at Rooster Teeth who said, okay, I've put in about 20 hours into Zelda. Just discovered you could climb the towers and use them to unlock the map.
Oh, stories like that make me happy. Just not because I guess I am picking on the little. It's just funny. It's amusing.
His picture of the map is just all that blue, but with like every like shrine marked out, like that he's done. But I just look at it like, how would you play that? I have to use the map to like follow the roads to know how they connect to each other.
Hmm.
You do love that game. Have you utilized any of the amiibos that you have collected?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I, at least once a day, I use 3 of them to get stuff. I'm trying to get Link's clothes.
Oh, yeah, you get the Hero of Time stuff. I like that kind of stuff. I saw some complaints about it, people being like, this is just like paid DLC. I'm like, in a way, but it's paid DLC that Nintendo fans would have had for 3 years already.
Yeah. Yeah, amiibos right there. Because you do get good stuff.
You do. And I like it. I mean, I get the majority of my food from amiibos. It's like the first thing I do when I get the game. It's like, I make sure I'm in a safe area, and I do my, like, 6 amiibos. And I'm like, okay, now I'll play. And, you know, you get some arrows, you get some ore, you get food. You kind of get good for a little bit. I get some good weapons from there too, which is useful because I usually end up, whenever I stop a playthrough of the game, it's usually when most of my weapons are broke and I'm just like a bit too tired to like go like scavenging for stuff. So I'm like, all right, future me will take care of that.
Now, I'm more invested in getting food. I go through a lot of food.
Yeah. I like all the different combinations. I like reading up the descriptions and it being like, okay, this one gives me extra hearts, and then this one also gives me extra hearts, so if I combine them, I'll get even more hearts. I love how that stuff works as well. Like, if you get, like, something that ups your stamina, and then another thing that ups your stamina, then you mix them together, and it does, like, double the effect.
Hmm. Yep, yeah, I have noticed that. I've used that for moving things, to climb walls.
It took me ages to figure out how you actually make a baked apple, though. Like, because I kept putting one apple in a pot, and it would just come out with, like, cooked fruit or something. I was like, how do you make a baked apple? And I just dropped one next to the fire, and it just cooked like that. Yeah. I was like, okay, that's kind of cool.
I figured that part out pretty quickly. It was the cooking part, and then I found a pot, and I was like, oh, hey, okay. Here we go. This is all I'm going to do now.
I've also seen it, additional things that I kind of love. Like I was being attacked by wolves, and I used a fire arrow. I killed the wolf, and it dropped cooked meat. See, I love little bits like that, like little. I guess they're details. Like I said, little bits.
Small things.
Little fine tunes that make the game.
Small pieces that make the hold
more interesting and more smart and make sense. And I love that the world is alive. Like I was on a tower. And I was like, I made sure I didn't have a weapon out and I didn't have a shield out because there was like rain and there was thundering. And there was like a goblin running around with a spear. And suddenly it just got lightning striked. I was like, I love that the world is alive and everything's affecting each other. Like, I've seen like wolves go after enemies and I've seen like enemies, like I've seen infighting between enemies. Like, I love that kind of stuff. I love the way the world functions and the world's alive. I've like snuck between like battles between two different kinds of enemies just so I didn't have to get involved.
Hmm. Yeah, it's definitely the, it's more fun for me than Majora's Mask, which for me is saying not, because that was my favorite Zelda game of all time. I loved the masks and just all the different things I did with the different forms, especially, and being able to go around just a gigantic freaking map.
It's huge. With
various different weapons, different arrows as I want. Like, I'll get back to the map, but it's just so much variety and so much fun. And the map is gigantic. I was traveling somewhere. I was like, oh man, this is great. I finally made it across the map. And I pulled up map to make sure I was in the right spot. And I realized I only walked across two of the, like, sections or provinces.
Two of the regions.
Yeah. And the rest of it, two of the regions. And I said all the rest still, I hadn't gone to the tower to put on my map yet. I realized, oh my gosh, this is huge. And it is.
That's what she said.
You know, I don't know what's bigger. Stealth attack. Stealth jokes. I don't know what has a larger map. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild or Morrowind. I'd like to see a comparison of Breath of the Wild to the Elder Scrolls games. That's something I would find very interesting.
Do you know what else I love? That there's no, like...
What?
There's no cuts. Like, you could just travel from one end of the world to the other in, like, one fluid, like, motion without, like, a loading screen or, like a cut.
Yes. Yeah, I noticed that the first time I walked into a house. There was no loading screen for the house.
Yeah.
Just, boom, open the door and you're in. That blew my mind, because that's always been a thing. And I was just so, like, stunned. I just sat there for a while.
Yeah. Like, I think maybe there's, like, one house that I've encountered so far where it is a loading screen, but that's only because inside is, like, story progression stuff, so kind of. But besides that, the whole world is just alive. It's just open.
It is fantastic, yes. And there's always stuff going on. The NPCs move about and they go about their day. You got shops that sell various things, and there are certain regional things. Like, I went and got water stuff immediately. I have to find fire stuff and cold stuff. It's fun. It's all fun.
Yep. I got to an area where there's, like, two villages in between each other, and there's, like, people who just, like, as part of their daily routine, they'll just cross between the two. And that's so kind of cool. But, like, I was watching this one guy, and he was doing it, whatever, and it starts to rain, and he just turns back and runs home, because that one's closer to him than the one further away.
Yeah.
Like, that was really cool to me. I was just, like, sat on a roof, and I was watching these guys go back, and I was trying, because there's, like, a mission I needed to find this particular person. I was just waiting for them. I just saw his guys, like, maybe, like, go a quarter of the way towards the other village. And it starts to rain, and he just turns back and starts running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are some really nice touches in there. And that's one of them.
It's kind of interesting things as well. Like, I was walking, and I got attacked by an enemy, and I pulled up my weapon. And then, like, this merchant, like, also got a weapon out and everything. Like, he's guarding, he's protecting himself. And then as soon as the enemy's dead, he, like, takes a second and puts his stuff away, and then just, like, it's not, like, it's real stuff. Like, the guy takes a moment, he makes sure it's safe, and then he continues moving, kind of thing. Like, I don't know what that is. I can't explain it. It's, like, makes the world feel more real.
It's just a great game, and I encourage you to play it. Maybe you won't like it as much as us, but I guarantee you will enjoy it if open world RPGs are your thing and you're a Nintendo guy, or if you just like swinging swords, because the combat's actually gotten a bit more technical, it's worth trying.
I do like the combat. I'm also really loving the shrines, because they're basically like what the temples are. They're like mini puzzles, but like
there are lots of puzzles.
They're just, some of them are just so clever and smart. like the tutorial one for the ice blocks, it's like, use the ice to lift up a door, like, because the water goes underneath. I love that. That's clever. That's smart. It's so fun. And it gets you thinking, like, you, like, when you're in the real, when you're in, like, the actual world, and you see kind of things that you can't understand how you're going to do, then you just think to yourself, okay, I did it like this before, maybe it works like this. I have a feeling that there's, like, a lot of those puzzles that work in multiple different ways as well, that there's multiple ways to solve certain things you'll come across.
Hmm.
I love it. It's just it's a very smart, challenging game that you can just do at your own pace.
It is. Yeah. It's pretty great. And I can't wait to go back and play some more today.
I was also I was looking up what the DLC is. Currently, the stuff you download now is just a few bonus items.
Okay.
But the
that's not too interesting to me. I just want Link's clothes. I need the green. Get the green on me. Do it now. I need the green for my games.
But the season pass, one of the first updates for it, the game, will release a updated, basically give a new game plus version of the game. Or what they refer to as challenge mode.
It goes all the way to new game plus mine, and you have to collect souls.
It'll get to that It'll get to that where your character dies, and then you'll respawn with nothing, and you have to get to the X to re-get your stuff.
Yep. I'd be down for that. But, Jamie, I think it's time we let the people get back to what they're doing.
Well, everyone's going to go back to playing Zelda.
Exactly. That's where I want to go.
Although, with the power of the Nintendo Switch, they could have been playing Zelda while listening to the podcast.
They could be, but you and I couldn't be playing Zelda while recording the podcast.
Maybe one day. I mean, we could do it, we just wouldn't really be talking. We'd just be like...
And then it wouldn't be a very good podcast. That's the problem. But one last thing before we go. Okay. I did check to see the map size of Essaican.
Okay.
And it's estimated to be larger than Skyrim, smaller than Witcher 3, and roughly... in square area, it would cover the island of Manhattan.
Okay. Wow.
Yep, so pretty big map.
It's a huge map. I don't have comparisons, because the only thing that I play with, like, open world kind of elements at the moment is GTA 5. But I'm assuming the world's much bigger than that.
It is. It's assumed GTA 5 is just a little bit bigger.
That's crazy. Yeah. I love it. And, like, there's 900 of those little seeds to find and stuff like that. That's crazy. That's going to take... Do that kind of stuff. Yeah. Just going
to
take
And not to mention all... Not to mention there's, I believe someone mentioned way before it ever came out, there's about 100 shrines. There's 900 of the seed things. There's other things to find. It'll be fun. But we're going to let you guys get back to doing that so that we can get back to doing that. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a good weekend. And remember, we'll see you next season.
And the Breath of the Wild.